The Unknown Terrorist, written by Richard Flanagan and read by Humphrey Bauer. No sound came from the television, and all that could be heard was the babble of the shopping centre. Somewhere a child was crying. A reporter came on, a young woman, but what the reporter was saying the doll didn't know. Then a blurry photograph of a bearded man in Arabic dress was being shown. A salesman came out from the shop with a remote control, looked at the rear projection screen, saw the doll staring at it, and apologised. The screen momentarily went black and returned to life with Toy Story. Buzz Lightyear ran off screen, and the doll came to her senses. So that was it. A terrorist in the same block that she had spent the night in. It would make for a good story to tell Wilder, but it was nothing much really, thought the doll. Yet some feeling so vague she didn't know what it was unsettled her. Her stomach felt tight. Her mouth seemed suddenly full of saliva. She put it down to the drink and the drugs and the late night. For the second time she rang Tariq, and for the second time his phone rang out to a messageless voicemail. And for the second time she felt foolish and left no message. How she wished Tariq had been there when she woke. How she wished he hadn't left, or, having left, that he had managed to make it back before she left. And his disappearance now seemed to her strange rather than unfortunate. And his apartment now seemed creepy and unpleasant rather than cool. And all she could think of was the sun filling and burning its rooms. Last night she had felt so happy in his arms. And now she suddenly felt like crying. The doll abruptly turned around to leave. A woman in a black burqa walked straight into her, her elbow hitting the doll. The doll's mind leapt back to the police with their guns and black uniforms, looking like death, to the television report the day before about the Homebush bombs. And then the woman appeared to the doll not as another woman, but as something terrifying and unknown, an evil spectre she had seen so often in films, a short, stubby Darth Vader. The woman, for her part, seemed to be saying it was the doll's fault. Though exactly what she was saying, the doll couldn't understand, because she was talking in a strange language. Maybe it was an accusation, or maybe it wasn't. It was impossible to say. Later, the doll wondered if she hadn't actually been apologising. But that was much later.